You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
I'm very angry.
It's a crabby Monday.
Whoa, babe, you seem crabby.
Why are you mad? Fix your face.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Leave me alone.
Mix 100.
Mix 100.
Yeah, well, crabby Monday. Yeah. I got something, but you said you don't? Because
no,
I've been there before.
I think I do, now that I think about it. I had such a ding-dang good weekend. We went to the Jeffco Fair yesterday. It was great little family day.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really fun car show on Saturday. I met the coolest old guy who is a retired airline pilot, and we just hit it off.
Oh.
And we BS'd for hours, and it was so great. It was like having an old friend. Great food, yada, yada, yada. But I think the biggest stinker of the weekend, Dom, was
what?
Going school supply shopping.
Oh, no.
And battling through the crowds at Target.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was insane. It was nuts. And we were like, you know, let's go at 7 at night or whatever. It won't be very busy.
Wrong.
It was mayhem. And everything was not in the right place, you know? So the 50-cent pencils were not with the 50-cent pencils. They were, you know, other pencils were in there. So you're like, which pencils are on sale?
Mm. People pick stuff up and then they find and they carry it like 12 feet away.
And they're like, I don't
and then
want
somebody's
these.
Like, oh, you already got those? All right, I'll just set those
then
right
they
here.
Dump them into the bin. Mm. And we had no idea what was what, and we did end up purchasing the 36 glue sticks that were needed for Reed's kindergarten class. All
so that wasn't a typo.
It wasn't a typo. We actually called the school, and they're like, yeah, we've been getting a lot of questions about that.
Did they explain why you need 36 glue sticks?
No, they said the kids go through them.
Huh.
They leave the lids off. They dry out. You know, they got the goofy kid in the corner eating a glue stick,
right.
Probably.
So, that might be your son, so careful.
So Reed is in a class with 900 glue sticks. All said and told, rang it all up, $75 in school supplies for kindergarten class. So that was kind of a damper. That's what I'm crabby about.
Oh, you poor thing. I got two, but one of them's really quickly. The first one is that I woke up at 1:15, and I've been awake since 1:15.
Good God, you're going to fall over.
And it was that thing where you wake up and you know.
There's no going back.
That you're back. You know. Sometimes you wake up and you're like, oh, I know, I'll go back to sleep. And the other times you wake up and you're like, that's it.
I have a thought for you on how you might cure this.
Really?
I was thinking about you this weekend.
Oh, that's sweet. All right, but that's, are you going to tell me off the air or are you going to tell me on the air?
I'll tell you on the air. Video games. I'm wondering if you need to get yourself an Xbox or something and decompress for 45 minutes a night and mm-hmm. play some video games, because they say it's a huge stress reliever. It gets your mind onto something else. There's puzzles and problem solving. You might exhaust your brain a little bit.
But I'm told you're supposed to do the exact opposite. You're supposed to
meditate. How's that working for you?
Well, I haven't been really doing it.
I'm just thinking that it's something else to take. Turn your mind in a different direction.
Well,
and
I might give it a try.
I was something to think about.
But that's not my real crabby Monday. My real crabby Monday is that I stayed out of town this weekend. I went down to the Springs. I stayed at one of my favorite hotels down there.
Okay.
And was getting some work done and some writing. And I went out and had a little cocktail on Saturday night. And I came back and I'm all ready to go Betty Bye. And this place where I was staying has their own little, like, disco downstairs.
All right.
And I was on the third floor. I've stayed at this hotel multiple times.
Okay.
But never on this side of the hotel. So I'm on the third floor, and as I'm shutting the light off and lying down at, like, 10 o'clock, I know, big party boy, it was 10 o'clock, this is what I'm feeling and hearing. Boom, 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 boom. There you go. Now,
you sure it wasn't the room next door to you?
Oh my God! It was this throbbing bass, and I kid you not, up on the third floor, my bed was kind of shaking a little bit.
Did you get
all the wrong reasons?
Did you walk down in your little boxer briefs there and say, "Excuse me, can you turn it down?"
So I started thinking about calling to get a different room, and then I thought, certainly this can't go all night. I mean, it's Colorado Springs. They can't go till 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not possible in Colorado Springs.
It was a wedding, I guess.
It was a wedding.
Well, there you go.
It was a wedding.
Went till 2 a.m.?
No, they shut it off at 12.
Oh, that's good.
So, like at 12:01, it went boom, 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 and just silence. I was like, oh, well,
thank you.
Anyway,
that's a bummer. They were dropping the beat.
So that's my Krabby Monday. All right, your turn. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. What got you crabby this weekend or this morning? And you can look back and kind of laugh about it now, because I am laughing about the fact that I'm above a disco.
I love that you're calling it a disco, too.
I don't know what else to call it, because it's not a club.
It's the club.
But it's not a club. It's just part of the hotel.
It's their meeting space.
Yeah, that's what it is. Disco just sounds like a silly word that should be used for it. That's the bass that I was hearing on Saturday night through the door.
You hear it? Trying to sleep.
You know what I should have done? I should have just got out of bed and gone down and crashed their little wedding party and drank their booze. That's what I should have.
Had a cocktail.
I should have.
And
I should
have. Boxers.
Hey, everybody. Can I dance with the bride? All right, let's see. We got some lines full here for Krabby Monday. And Larie wants to go first. Hi, Larie. Welcome to the show. Larie, going once, going twice. Put her back on hold. You see if Larie is there? If not, we will talk to Marcy. Hey, Marcy, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So why Krabby Monday? What happened?
So we went camping over the weekend, and when we were packing up to leave yesterday to come home, my husband put our dog kennel in the back of the truck, and it had a bungee cord on it to keep the tarp down. And he snapped it back, and it broke the back of our window.
Oh, no.
It's yet another reason to not have a dog.
Bummer.
It would have been something else. You know, it's just inevitable.
Yeah, that stinks.
How much does that cost to fix? I guess it's the same price as a front windshield.
I'll be finding
I
out soon, I suppose.
It might be a little more.
Is it?
Well, it's a three-panel window. There's like, we have the glass in the middle that opens. Yep. So hopefully it's just the one side, not the whole thing, but we'll find out.
That's a bummer.
Oh, Marcy. Listen, try to have a good Monday, okay?
I will. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being on the show. Did you find Larie? Is she back with us?
I'm here.
There she is. Larie. What's the story?
Well, I'm having a great day, honestly, but my son, he's having a bad day. It actually goes back to Friday. My son got hit by a car on Friday.
What?
Yeah, so he was at Dairy Queen. He was walking across the parking lot, and a lady that drove into Dairy Queen hit him. And he rolled over the hood. And the funny thing, it's only funny because he didn't get hurt, but he was holding his blizzard. You know, he just wouldn't let that go.
Sure.
And then
I wouldn't either.
He looked, yeah, exactly. It was chocolate. Anyways, he looked at the blizzard, so like relieved that he didn't drop at her, and threw the blizzard at her windshield.
No way.
Just threw it. And then he's just like, I wanted my blizzard, but hit me.
That's a pretty good reply, though, to being hit by a car.
Throw a blizzard at it?
Right in the windshield.
You know what's weird is that on Friday, we did a segment where we asked people to call us if they had been hit by a car.
I know!
And then your son goes out and does it. Well...
And gives me a story. I'm just like, oh, look, are you okay, buddy? And he's like, oh, I'm so mad. And I was...
And you lost the blizzard.
Asleep, I was laughing.
So how old is your son?
He's 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could take a good hit there.
Yeah,
he's still flexible.
He'll
bounce
Larie,
back.
Go have a great Monday, okay?
Thank you, too.
Thanks for being on the show.
I'm impressed, though, that he didn't spill the blizzard with the initial hit.
No.
And then he had it left for a projectile.
Well, you know, remember, your parents owned a Dairy Queen. You know this. With a blizzard, you can turn it upside down,
it's
and
thick.
It's not going to fall out.
That's right. So
you could probably do
great
all
marketing
sorts of tuck
for Dairy
and roll.
Queen.
I know. If they had like a dashboard
cam. You can get hit and it won't spill.
If that old lady who was driving through the Dairy Queen parking lot has the dash cam.
Dairy Queen needs to scoop that up. ASAP.
Right. Krabby Monday. Here's Layla. Hi, Layla. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, we're having a good morning. So why is it Krabby Monday? What happened?
Okay, so earlier last week, I had agreed to pay, or my friend had agreed to pay me for cleaning her house. So I got there with my vacuum in hand, and her boyfriend had not let the dogs out to go to the bathroom at all. So there were dozens of piles of poop everywhere. It was disgusting.
What's wrong?
Dozens. So I started cleaning and cleaning and cleaning, and I couldn't finish. I left without the vacuum. I got the vacuum back this weekend, and the dog had chewed through the cord.
Another reason to not have a dog. Yep.
You need to ask for a refund for that vacuum, I think.
Right.
Need some cash.
Well, she bought me a new vacuum, which is awesome, and she kicked her boyfriend out, so that is not happening anymore.
I didn't see that part of the story coming. Oh, man. How much does she pay you to clean her house?
$150.
Oh, that's not bad. Except you're not
per pile, though.
Except you're not counting, 25 piles of poop when you first made that arrangement.
Right? Like $2 a pile, too.
That's gross. I would never go to her house.
Yeah, you know what? If I go to clean somebody's house and there's piles of dog poop, I'm saying that's not part of our deal.
Yeah, I'd be raising the price on that.
Yeah, that's not part of the... That's above and beyond or down and below. I mean,
definitely. I probably should have, but it wasn't on her. It was kind of on him and, like... She's my best friend, so I was just like, smile, grin, and bear it. Like, you can do this.
Some of those piles could have been her boyfriend's, if things were not going well.
Layla, you go have a great day, okay?
I mean,
you
really.
You too, guys.
Bye.
Thanks
for being on the
This pile's awfully large.
We have time for one more. And
you have Pomeranians, right?
Time for one more. It's Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. So tell us about Crabby Monday. What happened?
So it is a really crabby Monday because on Saturday I was at my boyfriend's house and he went to go show me something on his phone and forgot that Tinder was on his phone and went to go delete it just in time so I wouldn't see it. But I did see it and Wednesday is my birthday.
Wait a minute. So you went over to your boyfriend's house and found out then that he's fooling around on Tinder.
Yes.
Is that how you guys met on Tinder?
Yes, it is. And he is actually in the process of moving to California. So clearly he was trying to set up a girl in California.
Clearly.
Oh, God.
Because I don't think that's that strange. We talk a lot of people that call us. And even though they're dating and they met on Tinder, they still keep the app on their phone. They just browse.
Yeah, but he confessed that he was talking to someone and had last talked to her last week. And, of course, telling me that he loves me. So what a wonderful birthday.
Oh,
okay.
Tracy,
well, that's not good.
Sorry.
His loss.
Which birthday is this for you on Wednesday?
This is actually fabulous. 46.
46.
Well, you
didn't need that bum anyway.
You get back on the Tinder, Tracy.
Yeah. Good luck to you, okay?
All right. Have a wonderful Monday.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Oh, we could have done the two-word. Call back on Wednesday. We'll do the two-word birthday song.